Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Yep, you hip hop performer. Hey, welcome to the show. It is 9 o'clock out here on the East Coast. What's going on, world? Your hip hop informer live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's a hump day Wednesday, and you know what we like to do on hump day. They talk about relationships. Is this love or tips for romance and dating? That's the topic tonight. Is this love? It's relationship night. We got tips for romance and dating. January 30th, it is hump day Wednesday again. Let's dive deep into relationships tonight. Hands down, some of our best shows, our most popular shows have been the relationship shows. You know, love can take you to new highs as well as new lows. You know, you may experience the strongest feelings of your life, which are great sometimes when it's good. But hey, sometimes when it's bad, it can be devastating. Tonight, we are going to talk about relationships, the differences that we have between ourselves as men and women. And we want to hear from you, as well as your story. Hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Is this love? I mean, man, think about all of the crazy relationships that we've seen. Think about the ones that are still together, the ones that are not together, and they live their lives, like, right out in front of us. You know, could you live a public relationship? You know, look at Chris Brown. You know, Chris Brown, hands down, I think gets a lot of bad press because he still really can't shake that whole deal with Rihanna. You know, and the fact is, believe it or not, I believe she's trying to get back with him based on the last thing I heard. You know, so come on. You know, you really can't judge people because the only people that know what's going on in a relationship are those people. Hey, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. And we'll be back.
Yeah. I had to do something for the ladies, you know. When I opened the door, I saw her standing. Trench coat, high heels, body romantic. I told her to go over to the couch and relax. Lay her down, massage oils on her back. Turned her over and kicked her until she wanted it. Whispered her in the ear that I ain't stopping till the morning then. Picked her up and then took her into the bedroom. Put her on the king size bed, plenty leg room. Kissing on her neck, grabbing her love handles. It's amazing the effect that love handled. Gently went down till my head was on her navel. Ate the box like only a real man would be able. I can hear her saying it's her body that I own. So my tongue went deeper every time that she moaned. She came up from the aquafina flow that I drowned in. Put the condom on and went deeper than her mouth, man. When I grab me a waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip of this love potion. At the start of verse 2, I'm on round 3. She came 4 times, got that pussy in a mild sleep. As I lay next to him, thinking, damn, man. Clothes on the floor, underwear on the lampstand. Crazy wild sex, beat it up like a Van Damme. Say I got a stronger bat than that nigga, Bam Bam. We just making up for the time we ain't seen each other. When we away, she send a text saying she finna rob us. I'm talking Magnus, put
is platinum. It's funny how we're opposites attract like a magnet. You got me feeding up thinking I needed patches on me. Is it weird that I want your nail scratches on me? Thinking the deep strokes when your head is resting on me. Breathing so hard that you couldn't give a testimony. I just want to make you feel good, real spit. Girl, I promise no bullshit. Boss. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you on top. Slow motion just enough to make the bed rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip for this love potion.
T.M. Hyman coming to you live out of Tampa along with my girl all the way live from Plant City. Give it up, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, 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 people. This is your girl, Hot Chocolate, your love goddess, and I'm here ready to take your love question. What's
right.
Good, everybody?
What's good? Hey, Boston will be checking in live from Charlotte. At some point this evening. Hey, relationships tonight, you know, from I love you to I hate you so much right now. Hey, I mean, we're up, we're down, we're back and forth. Hey, I just want to I just want to have some fun with Chris Brown right now. Man, listen, this dude stays in the news on some beef with somebody about something. I mean, they won't let this thing go with Frank Ocean. And
wow.
So clearly, like, charges are being pressed. Frank Ocean's pressing charges on Chris Brown. I mean, clearly Chris Brown, I don't know what happened, but his hand was wrapped up in a cast. So, I mean, maybe he really put a beat down. My thing is this. Why is Chris Brown always beating up on his women? I don't understand. Stop it, Chris Brown.
The beatdown got so bad as to where Frank Ocean's hand is supposedly messed up, and he's not going to be able to play, you know, the piano or an instrument at the Grammys. So it has more of an effect than, you know, people are really willing to realize or wanting to realize.
Yeah, well, you know what, on a different note, real fast before we dive into relationships, hey, today Alicia Keys named Global Creative Director of BlackBerry. I'm like, is this a real story or is this a fake story?
She
I mean,
did what?
Alicia Keys named Global Creative Director for RIM, for RIM BlackBerry's Global and Creative Department. She's the new director. Now, clearly, this is a marketing ploy, in my opinion. This is a celebrity being connected to, you know, a new product because this was her comment. So I'm thinking, okay, this is all, you know, publicity. You know,
uh-huh.
She says, hey, she was calling BlackBerry her ex-boyfriend. She said, we broke up. I was playing the field. Now we're back together. Okay, I'm like,
oh
that's
God.
Like, that's a, that is that's a hell of an advertising slogan, but I get it. I mean, and it's Alicia Keys, and she's
yeah.
hot like fire right now, you know. She's the girl on fire, and I'm thinking
is.
That she's running all the way to the bank. That's so big up to Alicia Keys, if that's a true story. Big up.
That's nuts.
Because
I'm still
that's
trying to figure out what she would be
from
doing.
From our
but...
perspective, yeah, from our perspective, that's an alleged story because it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, creatively direct and create. What is she going to create for the phone? Like, wallpaper? She's going to pose in different pictures and, you know, it's a special Alicia Keys wallpaper or Alicia Keys phone where she downloads her favorite music onto the phone for you already? Like, what would she be able
no,
to do for the BlackBerry brand?
Yeah.
No, I well, I wanted to touch briefly on what you were saying regarding Rihanna and Chris Brown. She's actually gracing the cover of the new Rolling Stone magazine.
Saw that.
Absolutely. Oh, she's beautiful.
Looking good,
she's beautiful. I'm not mad. I am behind Bad Girl Riri all day because she doesn't let anybody dictate what she wants to do. And I commend her for this personally because in one of her actual comments, you know, the question is, does she think that she would be criticized by the public when she reunited with Chris? She said she decided it was more important for her to be happy, and she wasn't going to let anyone's opinion get in the way of that. Even if it's a mistake, it's her mistake. After being tormented for so many years, being angry and dark, she'd rather just live her life truth and, you know, take the backlash if that's the case. And that's really what all of us long to have, our own individuality, to be able to make our own decisions, and you should be able to do that in your relationship. So, again, I commend her for that. If it's her mistake, let her make her own mistake, and y'all beat it, leave her alone.
No, definitely. And so I just want to, you know, because I totally agree with that. This thing is an individual walk. Life
absolutely.
Is an individual walk, and even if you fall along that path, you know, it's your walk. You know, but I say this, learn from your mistakes, and at some point, I hope you walk into the light.
Right.
Because I think that's what life is about. It's about walking on a path that's lit, you know. And so, for me, before we dive too deep into this relationship conversation, first, I want to put the disclaimer out there that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
Amen.
That's the first thing. Hey, number two. I believe my father said that a man findeth a wife. Women, stop chasing men.
Absolutely. Please find
let's
the
go.
Applause button for that.
Let's go. let's go. I mean, come on, folks. Listen, it is 9:14, and we about to go there, right? Actually, 9:12. Somebody give me a picture. It's 9:12 in the city.
Yeah, it is now.
And it's time to really, like, get real. When we talk about relationships, you know, again, love can take you to some highs. Love can take you to some lows. You know, you'll do some things you never thought you'd do in the name of love when things are great, you know. But guess what? There's a flip side to that. Things aren't always going to be great. Sometimes they could be devastating. But at the same time, you know, you have to really understand what this love thing is and what it's about. And so tonight, we're going to go there. We're going to offer up, you know, only some points, some viewpoints, because that's all we have. We'll call them tips, but really,
right.
they're just viewpoints. You know, they're not necessarily the right way, but it's what we're going to, you know, put out there to give people perspective on how we should approach it, because we've got to be smarter. You know, see, you don't have to go through 15 relationships that were bad in order to get to the 16th one that was the best one. And it should have probably been the first one. Guess what? Approach is smarter. Don't make it harder. And, you know, and I think it'll be all right. So we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to get it in. We're talking about relationships tonight. We'll be right back. Chester Gregory, If You Only...
I wouldn't feel this pain from you saying your life was fine. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me. If you only would stay, don't let me cry. If you only would stay. friends, oh, men never lie. I took you for granted, out in the world still searching, only thinking about myself. Now I'll be all alone hurting. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the night. If we aren't supposed to be, we're stuck with no charm. Before you set me free, hear my voice. Say,
Hump Day Wednesday, relationships, is this love? That's the conversation tonight. Hip Hop Informer T. Muhammad coming to you live out of Tampa, Hot Chocolate live out of Plant City. It is a Hump Day Wednesday. It's 9:17, and, you know, let's go. You know, bottom line, folks, you know, you must be comfortable within yourself. You must first feel good about yourself. Before you can really try to connect and be a substore, an effective entity for someone else. Relationships are about complementing one another. It's about building. And if you don't come in equally yoked, ready to build, if there's a weak link in the chain, it's going to breed a failure, regardless of what you try to do, how you do it, how you cover it up. At the end of the day, you know, it's the fruit of your labor that really validates, you know, if it's a good work or not, right? So
sure.
To bring it on back, you must first feel good about yourself. People can only make you feel good temporarily. If you're looking for a feel good that is sustainable, meaning if you want to feel good long term and not just momentarily, let me just start off and say this. The key to feeling good long term is really it's fitness and sports. Those are the things that you have to do to look good and to really feel good. Long term, you got to stay fit and you got to be, you know, you got to be active.
You got to keep it tight. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and
say
it. You have to keep it tight.
You can't be lazy and want to always feel good. You know what I'm saying?
You can't be scared to sweat the weave out. You got to go walk a couple of times a week, you know, maybe take it to the gym, get on the treadmill, you know, do whatever makes you feel good. But you have to do something to motivate that. Like, don't.
So let's start there, because we're confused. I think about what relationships are for. Often we come together because we're looking for somebody to help us, you know, to do better. You know, to not have to stress out and worry. And so, you know, what I'm saying is you shouldn't rely on people to take away your stress and your worry. You should manage your stress and your worry yourself so that you don't bring your baggage into a relationship and you cause it to fail anyway. Why? Because you brought your baggage into the relationship.
Right. Example number one, ladies, don't go looking for the man to take care of your financial woes for your household. You should still be able to do that on your own, whether you have the man or not. Him relieving that financial responsibility is not going to stop your drama or your worry. It's going to intensify it. Because then what? You're depending on him to do everything. And then if he leaves, what do you have?
Nothing.
Out all the way back, starting again from scratch. And it becomes a repetitive cycle. It really does.
And so, you know, what are we saying? We're saying take your time.
Please.
To take your time. Your need to feel good about yourself first is important before you start dating.
Absolutely.
And you have
to make you feel any better than you don't feel already.
Yeah, you have to be the source of you feeling good. You know, he or she can't be the source of you feeling good, because this is a two-way street.
And when we say that, please do know, you know, of course, someone is going to have logical thoughts and play devil's advocate on both sides and know that in some cases with men and women, that can be easier said than done. So we realize that. Don't, you know, mistake that and, you know, feel like we're just jumping on the TM Hyman radio soapbox and preaching, you know, these specific points. We know that there's two sides to it, and it may be easier for some people to, you know, take that type of advice than it is for others. So we realize that.
You know, and absolutely. And so anybody who listens to the show on a consistent basis, you know, we're somewhat opinionated, but at the end of the day, it's perspective, and we're open to the fact that everybody has perspective.
Right.
You know, but I don't think anyone can deny that when you go into a relationship, not being confident about you, not feeling good about you, you are entering into a relationship, conscious and unconscious, I think in some instances, that you're being manipulated by. Only due to the fact that you become dependent upon that person making you feel good. And so you can wrestle with that if you want to. You know, we're just saying that we recognize it could be an issue. And so, therefore, just take your time. You know, just take your time. Hang out with your close friends. You know, don't feel the need to be in a relationship. Hang out with your close friends until you're ready. Don't feel the pressure to be in a relationship because everybody else is doing it. I mean, and so this is the flip side to that, too. So, no, go ahead.
You're right. I was just going to say that it all changes once you put the title relationship on it, because you can, you know, be with your best friend or, you know, that person that makes you happy and not really put any titles on it. But as soon as you put titles on it comes certain different levels of expectations from both parties. So if you know that you're going to make that left and take that turn and go down that road, both of you have to be able to come to some sort of agreement as to what those expectations are. And I personally feel like when people get into relationships right now, they jump straight over that part.
Right. So take your time. You know, take your time. And so,
absolutely.
If you have a story, you have perspective, hit us up. We want to hear from 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I love you. I hate you. I mean, I've said them both.
Me too. Several times to the same person.
You know? And hey, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't think I have ever really meant it, though. I hate you. Let's clarify that I hate you. I know some instances in which people, you know, they meant it, and maybe it was justified, maybe not. But I think you know, love is unconditional. And when you commit to it, you got to stick with it, because often, you know, we give up on situations that really our emotions got the best of us at. And
yeah,
we made, you know, some irrational decisions. So there's a flip side to it, you know. But tonight we're talking about, we're talking about intervention, you know. So, you know, again, tip number one, take your time. You know, we're going to move on to suggestion number two. You know, find someone who you know genuinely likes you back. You know, don't settle.
Absolutely. Don't settle, and don't feel as though you are not worth having someone care for you or love you without you showering them with unnecessary material items and, you know, things like that. And I say that on both men and female perspective, because don't get it twisted out there. It's some sugar mamas out there that will, you know, pay a pretty penny to have a nice little young tender or old tender. Ain't gotta be young, you know, on their arm. So know that in yourself that you don't have to settle for that. And if that is what that particular person that you're interacting with at that time is, you know, what am I trying to say? That's the vibe that they're giving you. That should be a red flag in itself.
Yeah, I mean, and so feelings that aren't returned, you know, can often make people question themselves. You know what I'm saying? You know, what did I say wrong? You know, did were my shoes busted? You know, was I not wearing the right thing? Right? I mean,
was my breath bad?
In a healthy relationship, you know, the feelings are mutual. You know,
right.
You respect each other, you have fun together, and if this doesn't describe your relationship, then it might not be anything wrong with you, but you just probably need to keep looking.
And it's just the situation, right? And something that I also wanted to touch on, what you said as far as you meeting when you were in the heat of the moment and you saying to someone that you hate them, I have said that, but I can honestly say in the few serious relationships that I have had, I didn't necessarily hate that person, because in retrospect, you know, anyone that I got into a relationship with, I was lucky enough to have some sort of, you know, compatibility with. So I already knew it wasn't that part of it. And I knew somewhat of that person. So I know what they were giving me at that time wasn't them all the time. I just hated that person at that specific time. You know, you hear people say, you know, I was like that, but I changed. I'm not that same person anymore. Well, you know, you take the relationship that you may have, for example, with a man or a woman who's an alcoholic who, you know, goes through substance abuse and, you know, gets clean. You're not going to have that same raging, animalistic, angry, you know, confrontational, possibly abusive type person, because they don't have that chemical imbalance anymore that they're dealing with that makes them act like that. So, you know, in one aspect of it, yeah, I did meet it, but I know that wasn't really you.
All right. It's 9:28. You are in tune to Hump Day Wednesday, Relationships. Is This Love? Tips for Romance and Dating. We'll be right back.
Tim Hyman.
That's right. Chris Brown.
Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't finished dreaming about to live. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Yeah. Don't wake me up, up, up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We're back at ya. Your girl, Hot Chocolate. It is 9:32 p.m. Joining me, of course, is the hip-hop informant, TM Hyman.
That's right.
Out of Tampa, Florida, and we are discussing relationships tonight. Now, I had actually somebody asked me, since Valentine's Day is approaching, I figured this would be a good time to get some feedback on that. Young lady says to me, I'll keep her name anonymous because she asked me to, but she asked, how soon is it, say, okay, you meet someone at the end of the year, beginning of the year, but of course, you know, in the earlier part of the year, second month, Valentine's Day, that all-important holiday rolls around. Now, is it taboo? Is it not good etiquette? Is it, you know, scary, kind of borderline crazy if you purchase a Valentine's Day gift of some sort, not, you know, necessarily any specific type of gift or dollar amount, but just, you know, something that's a little thought behind it for this person? Now, other feedback that she got was like, are you crazy? You're going to look like a stalker. I personally told her that I didn't think it was a big deal just because, you know, you're not going to go out and buy, you know, diamonds for a girl, for example, or a guy, you know, rims for his car. I'm thinking more along the lines of, you know, a card or, you know, they like a little specific snack or something, you know, something
yes,
like
I
that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with expressing, you know, some gratitude or appreciation for, or even going as far as even to flirt, you know, on Valentine's
right.
Day. I think that's what the day was designed for. I think the day
right.
was designed to flirt. You know, it's like, you know, National Flirt Day in
right.
the United States. You know, I mean, so, you know, it's to have fun. Don't take it too serious. However, comma, please let it be known, you know, if you know, how you feel about or try to get some type of response as to how the person feels about the expression, you know, because the reality is there are stalkers out there.
True.
You know, there
True.
Are disrespectful, manipulative people out there. And so
right.
I also draw the line and say, if you know somebody has a significant other, you know, don't even engage them that way. Because that's
Absolutely.
Only trouble, you know, if you know it, you know. So I think there are lines of demarcation that should be established, and sometimes it's case by case. But I do believe Valentine's Day is National Flirt Day, and, you know, if you want to do something special for someone, I think that's the day to do it. That's
and I did also share with her not to be hurt if the gift wasn't reciprocated, because you can't go into it with that type of expectation. Of course, it would be nice. You know, that's cute. You buy him a little gift. He buys you a little gift. You know, everybody's happy. But in some cases, to be honest, you know, some guys don't really think along those lines. So he might have been like, well, I didn't think it was time for me to get you a gift because we only been dating like 2 weeks or something like that. So
guess what? So you have the right mindset as well, because that's exactly how, you know, that's how some of us think.
Yeah,
so,
right.
you know, you just because you want to, you know, get a card, don't be mad if you don't get one back. And so that's where,
right.
Hey,
right.
I see that Kevin K. Mac McCall is rolling with Eva these days.
Good look, I'm not even mad. I like Eva.
We all like Eva. So big up. So big
Shout
up.
Out. The Eva, yeah.
Yeah, Brother McCall hanging out with that Diva Eva. Hey,
he's probably singing Sweet Nothings to her and all kind of stuff in her ear. Mm. I digress, though.
Hey, check out Olivia, who's featured on that French Montana I Do joint. I don't know if anybody has actually heard that, but French Montana got
it. But I haven't heard it yet.
Featuring, yeah, Olivia called I Do. We don't have it. If somebody want to get it to us, hey, we will absolutely rock it. Hey,
absolutely.
Coming up inside the cipher on Friday, we got a new artist feature. We'll share that artist's name. We're going to invite him on Friday night, and we're going to start to get it in with new artists all over the country, all over the world. Hey, this is a throwback right here. Touch me, tease me.
Ow, that's my joint right there.
Hey, we'll be back. See you on the radio live.
Ow, rock that.
Rock on, you can be made up. Vanilla Tracy, he's a Bugatti, I just look Rahi. Up around the Doge, Gabbana sipping pure J with the ill Nana. Then you up around, I had your loyalties and your joints. You're getting your royalties and your points. So what the deal is, with Foxy Brown met Kate. Now we lay Bonnie met Clyde. Now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me. You're the only one I need. Can nobody make me feel the way you're making me feel. And girl, you know that love is real. Yeah, yeah.
Just take me, take me. You don't need a rest.
Tease
me. All of my days, don't let go. Baby, I'm about to
love of your life, You can't force it. Maybe the love of your life has turned to mean and selfish. You know, maybe you realize that you just don't, you know, you this ain't it. You want something better.
Right.
You don't want this. That's hard. It's hard to say, I don't want that. I thought I wanted it.
But you know I don't want it. And it's funny how many people get in that predicament when you rush the situation that you're, oh, no, I know he's the one or she's the one and you get married or not even that. I really feel like you don't totally know a person until you live with them.
True.
You're going to get all sorts of fluff, you know, clean areas and, you know, everything is spotless and, you know, there's no clothes on the floor. You don't really see any sloppiness and, you know, all of it's well and good. But as soon as you say I do and you begin to cohabitate, you know, you're picking up dirty drawers off the floor, male and female now. I'm not just talking to the men. I'm talking to the women, too, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
You know, and then, you know, you really find out what type of everything that person has, ambition, you know, drive. You can talk a good game while you're courting, as the old folks used to say. But as soon as you get into the position where, you know, you two are starting to build something together, you have to be able to back up all of that, you know, all those promises or all of those intentions that you spoke about in the quote-unquote courting process. And ladies, let me also throw this out there. Rappers' lives aren't real. The guys that are in rappers' videos, their lives aren't real either. The guys that you meet when you go to the parties or the concerts or wherever you're going when you're meeting all these rappers or pseudo-rappers or their crews or entourages, they're not real. Don't expect that from the average guy. And I think that is tearing up our dating curve too, because all guys expect women to be built like, you know, Black China and, you know, the other video girls. And the girls expect, you know, I put 50 stacks in her bag so she knows it's real. Like, it's not real.
Yeah. I mean, you got a point when it comes to being practical, right? Because we don't always have the best role models, really, is what you're saying. And
we
so,
don't right now.
You know, we have to be smart about it, you know, and that's why it's important that you take your time and you feel good from within and let it show outwardly, because it's not that somebody makes you feel good by the touchy-feely on the outside. It makes you feel good within. No, it works the complete opposite way. And again, what makes you feel good about yourself? What makes you have good feeling? I'm telling you, hands down, it's physical fitness, health and wellness. It's sports, it's activities. When you get out and you're active and you're doing things that challenge your body and your muscles, and you're getting right nutrients and proteins and minerals. I mean, come on, you feel good, you look good. And that's the only way to really manage looking good and feeling good, is not through someone else. When you connect with someone else, because you look so good and feel so good, you automatically bring that person to a higher level, and that's what relationship is about. That's why we should be connected. I mean, because understand this, to have sex with someone is not to be in a relationship with them.
And that's another misconception, too.
Sex and relationships, two different things.
and what did our girl Samore say? If we done it twice, you my man.
Listen, and so perspective is an interesting thing, but you got to know enough that you're not in love with a person. You just enjoy that person's sex, you know, and understand this, relationships and life is not about sex. And at the end, and that's why, you know, we should kind of be conscious, call it what it is. Don't camouflage it for one thing and it be another.
And make
you know,
it something else, exactly.
Because at the end of the day, you're going to be accountable for your actions.
Yep.
You know, you're going to be accountable, you know, but don't camouflage sex for love, and don't camouflage love for sex.
Absolutely. Very well said.
You know, and so just know when it's just sex and it's not relationship, this ain't working out, move on. You know,
and
so that you can find somebody that that you want to be in a relationship with and have
right.
good sex with.
Right.
In a marriage, so that all the people
right.
don't get upset with me.
Right, right. And
praise,
then,
praise
you know,
the for
everyone else, and not that I'm excluding anyone or trying to pigeonhole anyone, but for those people who are, you know, thinking otherwise, be able to verbalize the fact, men and women, that A, you're looking for more, because you'll get into relationships where, you know, the girl or guy is, you know, hell-bent on a relationship, but because the person that they want to be in the relationship with isn't, they will mask their true feelings just to be with that person. Or vice versa, you get into situations where one person thinks it's just sex, the other person is like, it's more than that, just like we were just talking about. Be able to say, that's all I want. Don't lead someone on having them think that you really want to be in a relationship with them when, in actuality, all you want is sex. Or
yeah.
all you want is, you know, someone else just wants sex and you want to be in a relationship where you're like, okay, no, that's fine. We can just, you know, sleep together. No strings attached. Your heartstrings are attached to other anatomical parts of your body. Please understand that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And then, I mean, I'll drop this, and then we'll take a break, come right back, try to wrap it up. We've got a few minutes left in the show, actually about 14, 13 minutes left in the show. And listen, talk about Facebook before you talk on Facebook.
Oh, Lord.
So social media, it puts ups and downs, you know, dating out there to everybody. And so this is what I say. You know, if I like you on Facebook, great. You like me, great, on Facebook. Love it. But, okay, ask people not to post things online, including pictures. You know, what's going on with me and you don't have nothing to do with people on Facebook in the world?
Uh-huh.
I mean, Facebook has, like, destroyed relationships. Protect yours.
Please, be smart about it and discuss it, just like you said. You have to have a mutual understanding about all social media, not just Facebook, because Twitter is ending marriages too. You know what I'm saying? And Instagram now, that's one of the most popular things that's out here. You know, everyone does not have good intentions when it comes to your relationship. There are haters and sabotagers out there that are masked as people wishing you well. So just know that if you are on social media and you are sharing the fact that you are in a relationship or sharing details of your relationship, you're vulnerable to a different type of attack. You know, so you have to have that understanding with your spouse. You know, and it, not that we're, you know, all that popular, but in our relationships per se, you know, me and you, Terrence, people have to really understand that, you know, we're going to meet and talk to a lot of different people. 90% of those conversations may or may not add up to anything, but the fact remains we will still have to have those interactions with those people. So the relationships that we're in, those specific people, they really have to be, they have to have a good level of understanding and know where they stand in our lives to trust that they're just that, business relationships. And, you know, that's a hard thing to manage.
We'll be back right here.
Something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get yo.
Yeah, over here we got pop, girl, move your body, cause the party don't stop. And I'll be in the damn to play my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack, now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers are get smacked. I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E. And mommy won't talk on me. And she with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Tim's is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke Kush, that I had your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
What I'm saying, like a phenomenon. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us.
prime lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posses. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch badass, baddest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a young and now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne corks. So y'all can go and take you a picture and send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. Yeah. The bottom line is, she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
I'm saying like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a bottle in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in a rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, Sierra that. That boy bang hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weed and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind when my crew's clashing. The cable is all glitch, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomenon. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Shake toes and pose in stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keep it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keep it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat, she's so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keep it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keep it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keep it all ghetto. We keep it all ghetto.
Yep, TM Hama Radio Live, all ghetto, Vane featuring Red Cafe inside Hump Day Wednesday, live out of Tampa, that's Hot Chocolate, live out of Plant City tonight.
Yes, sir.
Hey, great conversation, relationships, is this love, tips for romance and dating. Hey, before we left, we were just talking about, you know, beware of Facebook, and ask people that you're actually seeing not to post, you know, your business out there. It's not everybody's business. You know, moving out of tip number four, that was rolling back tip number three. Know when to move on. You know when to move on. Don't feel bad. Just didn't work out. You know, I've grown, you've grown. You know, thought I wanted it. I don't. You know, I'm moving on. You know, tip number two. You know, find somebody that likes you back. You know, if
very
you have
important.
To, you know, pull and strain and feelings aren't mutual, then guess what? You know, you probably
they're just
need
not that
looking.
Into you.
keep looking. And going back to tip number one, and I'm just going backwards before we skip to tip number five. Tip number one, take your time. It's okay. Hang out with your friends. Hang out with those folks, you know, that you have fun with, make you feel good. You know, you feel good about them. You feel safe until you're ready to move on, you know. And unfortunately, it's like that often with men and women, but we're not all that, you know, that ready to talk about it, that eager to talk about it.
Right.
Because people don't feel good about, you know, not having somebody sometimes, but it's okay. Enjoy your friends. Tip number five tonight, protect yourself from the pressure. From the pressure of what, may you ask? The pressure of anything, the pressure of sex, the pressure of paying bills, the pressure of taking care of somebody's kids that aren't yours, the pressure of the person dominating your time, the pressure of the person accusing you of things that you just haven't done. Listen, protect yourself from the pressure. Pressure is not love. It's not even normal
at
the end of the day. It's not even normal. So do a little mental preparation, which never hurts, and decide ahead of time what your values are and how far you will go in that relationship so that you don't have to figure out in the heat of the moment.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm
saying? Know what you want.
Protect yourself from the pressure. And then, you know, as we wrap up tonight, you know, give time for love to grow. You know, if you all infatuated, need consistent reassurance, you know, have problems thinking about anything but this particular person, probably not love. It's just fun right now. You'll be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? Mature love grows over time. You know what I'm saying? Mature love grows over time. Most people find mature love, you know, takes more than just one try. You know, but it's definitely worth it. But it's definitely worth it. You know what I'm saying? So thanks for checking in with us tonight. Hot chocolate. You know, wrap this thing up for us as we try to give people some perspective about relationships.
Those relationship tips are kind of generalized, but you know, we had an hour to give you, you know, what we gave you, and of course there are so many different ways that we could have branched off in this show. So, you know, don't take this 5-tip perspective as that all, you know, but just, you know, kind of go with those tips to know just to start, because you know you have to start somewhere, and know that, you know, spending the time with the person is the most fun thing to do and the most important part to get to the next steps that you want to get to. So, once again, from the beginning, don't rush it, and it'll be fine.
Absolutely. Hey, let's big up some Facebook friends.
Let's see. Let me big up my Facebook people, Boo Dini, Boo Print in Athens, Georgia. My girl Kashana, nice. My homeboy Curtis Edelton. I will see you all tomorrow in the A. TM Hyman Radio will be broadcasting live from Bar One, a.k.a.
Right.
Cynthia and Peter's place from The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, big up to my Facebook friend, Rashida Estrella, Heather out there, Facebook, Miss Fuller, Leandra Fuller, you know, the Montego Caribbean Company. Big up to Virginia Is... Well, Hustlers, a big up.
Hey.
TYAS Productions out there, Mike Turner, and many others. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody.
One more quick one, too. Shout out Pusha T. Mixtape No Malice came out today. Get that, do that. Wrath of Kings.
Pick it up. Hey, we're back Friday, 9 p.m., live with Hot Chocolate out of. Where?
Plant City, Florida, itty bitty baby.
No, where will you be on Friday?
Oh, sorry, in Atlanta, at Bar One. Bar One, people.
Bar One.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.